Welcome to Street Talk Theology with Pastor Dominic Grimaldi. Pastor Dom went from a life of organized crime to federal prison. There, God saved him and set him free. Soon after his release, he attended seminary and received his master's degree and is now the senior pastor of Desert Sky Baptist Church, where he serves with a passion for biblical theology right here in Casa Grande. Now let's join our host, Pastor Dominic Grimaldi.
Welcome. This is Pastor Dominic Grimaldi, and it is again time for Street Talk Theology. You know what we do. We take theology and we bring it to the streets. Well, street talkers, what's happening? Hope things are going well with you. You know, it was a beautiful morning this morning. I got up. In fact, what happened yesterday, I had to take my wife. We went to do some shopping yesterday. Rachel had to get a couple of things, and I was able to hang out with an old friend of mine, Judge Wendell Hollis, and Rachel hung out with Judge's wife, and they went and do some shopping, and me and Judge kind of just figured out the whole world, and we got everything tight and figured out, right? Not so. But anyway, it was a really beautiful morning this morning. We'll get into a few scriptures, just kind of going to kick it a little bit. I do want to say this. It was a beautiful, beautiful morning this morning. And I read a devotional by Paul Tripp, and it's called New Morning Mercies. And, you know, I read one of the devotionals the other morning, and it says, you can't get up in the morning without bumping into God. And that's so true. I mean, you just get up in the morning, and birds are chirping, and, you just see the world, and what a good God, what a creator God that we have. He's an artist. He really is. And some of the stuff you see at night, you see them oranges in the sky and stuff, and God is just an amazing God. Just wanted to say that. Just something, talking about a future show, and I might have mentioned this, but Italians are known to repeat themselves, obviously. Coming up, I should be taping it next week, not this Saturday, next Saturday. We got Pastor Michael Teddy and his associate, Ashok Mohana Kumar. They are two pastors out in India, and they've been dealing with a lot of pandemic out there. Though where Pastor Michael are and Ashok are, the numbers are not as high as some of the places in India. But just to be able to speak to some pastors that are abroad, so to speak, and how they deal with, especially in lockdown situations, and they're wonderful guys. I mean, I am friends of theirs. The church knows them. In fact, Ashok, that's how you say his name. He works on our website. So if you do like our website, let us know about that. And I let Ashok know, but he does a really good job. They're both very, very, very wise men, very smart men in the Lord. Okay. So what do I want to talk about? I really didn't come out with a plan this morning. Just wanted to do some talking and seeing how you guys were doing. I know the world's always in turmoil, really. And you know, it's just good to know that we serve a sovereign God, a living God, a God who nothing's out of his purview. Though we see these things, we think they're reeling out of control. They're not. God is in control of everything. And we thank God for that, because I remember many years ago, I think it was old Calvary Chapel preacher named Chuck Smith, who's with the Lord. He says, man, if you're not a Christian, this is the best heaven you get. So I'm thankful that God has saved me from this evil generation, and God was kind to me. I do not deserve salvation. You know my story, being in prison. But, you know, that's a story for another day, and obviously I've spoken about that. So God is kind. He's a good God. He really is. And I don't know if we understand that enough. I don't know if we understand what a good God we serve, what a loving God we serve. He's good to us. He feeds us. He takes care of us. Anyway, I always want us here on Street Talk Theology to be good readers of the text, that's for sure. And we know let me see, it's in Matthew 16. And It's Peter's confession of Christ, and I just want to again, I want us to notice, and I want us to read the text rightly. So I want to read this. It says, "Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi," so we read that and we think about, you know, we're going to skip over this. And if I mention this, it's worth mentioning again. It really is, because I was just thinking about this morning. It says in the 13th verse of the 16th division of Matthew, it says, "Now when Jesus came into," again, "the district of Caesarea Philippi." So we want to stop there, and because there's a lot there. And so basically, let me use some New York jargon if I can. Jesus is in Caesar's neighborhood, right? Caesarea Philippi, this is a region and obviously named after Caesar, you know. So, and then he starts a colloquy. He starts a discussion with his disciples. And he says, who do people say that the Son of Man is? And that's a loaded question. And so you got one verse, you got Jesus in Caesar's neighborhood, right? In Caesar's neighborhood, asking his disciples, who do people say that I am? And obviously there's some confusion on who Jesus is. There's always, you know, there's always that messianic secret that Mark talks about and who says Jesus is good and he's evil. So there's always that, you know, misconception of who Christ is, if I may. And they said, and some, the disciples say, some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, others Jeremiah, and or one of the prophets. And then Jesus asked a very pointed question to his disciples, and he says, but who do you say that I am? And again, we don't think about this in the area of where it's happening. Again, it's in Caesar's neighborhood. And Peter, by inspiration, he says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father, who is in heaven. So this is divine inspiration. Now, Peter does not say this on his own. Peter says this by divine inspiration. The Father gives him this. But, and that's great. I mean, praise the Lord for that. But really, in those few verses, that's loaded. Because basically, what those few scriptures say, and I know they're going to, obviously the Lord and his disciples are going to start talking about the rock building the church, or on the confession of Peter saying that Jesus Christ is Lord and Jesus is the rock. The church is not built on Peter. It's built on the confession of who Christ is, right? And that's a story for another day. But in these few verses here, by divine inspiration, what Peter is saying is that Caesar is not Lord, you are Lord. Here in Caesar's territory, Peter is basically saying, Caesar is not king, you're king. And not only king here, but king of the whole universe. And obviously the Lord tells him that flesh and blood did not reveal that to him. And then obviously it talks about the church and being built on that confession that Jesus Christ is Lord, not on Peter. I mean, and obviously the church is built on that confession that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now you think about that today. You think about that today, you know, building the church on that confession. That's not easy today. That's not easy today, especially in the climate and the culture we live in. You know, they lived in Caesarea Philippi, and where Caesar was supposedly king. Well, we live in a world today that Jesus is not well thought of, spoken of, and definitely not thought of as God. But he is God, and he is king. And nothing changed but the zip code there. And you think about that, and you think about those couple of verses that we just went over, and that's the extent of, you know, but there's so much there. And you know, it's funny, down, you know, Peter being Peter, I mean, he was divinely inspired, by the Father there to speak this truth, over against the culture of thinking that, Caesar is Lord and he's not Lord. But one second, have just a little sip of cold brew. Thank you, Rachel. You do a fine job doing that. Getting back to Peter for a second. So he gets this divine inspiration, right? And he says, you know, basically the church is going to be built on that confession that Jesus Christ is Lord. And obviously we come against a huge opposition of that today. But then notice when the Lord tells Peter and the other disciples that I have to be crucified and buried and you know, obviously going to rise on the third day. But he foretells his crucifixion. And the Lord and Peter says, Lord, far be it from you. You're not going to get crucified. And obviously the Lord calls Peter Satan. He says, oh, far. What do you mean, Peter? You're going to stand away in the things of God? Are you standing for Satan? So I think about how in one part of the colloquy, he's speaking by divine inspiration and given this wonderful thing that the church is going to be built on this confession in Caesar's neighborhood. And then later on, when he's speaking in Peter's stead, the Lord calls him a devil. So that's probably no different than we are. You know, by God's grace, we can get things right. And then later on, you know, muck it up, so to speak. But, you know, you look at texts like that, and I just like to, you know, you get little sections of scripture like that, and we speak about exegesis, original setting. Obviously, the original language there would be Greek. But the original setting is in Caesarea Philippi, right? And basically, Caesar's not Lord, but Christ is Lord, confession by Peter. But today, we basically live in Caesarea Philippi, basically, in a way that, let me say this rightly, there are many lords, you know, whether it's the government is your Lord or whether it's America or whatever it is, there's a lot of false lords, so to speak, with lowercase l. So when we confess today that Jesus Christ is Lord, we do get opposition. And again, we are called to confess not only that Jesus Christ is Lord, yes, we are called to do that, but we're also called to proclaim that. And that's where, you know, we got to pray for the strength and the courage to proclaim God's word in a world that is so against that teaching. So, you know, things are going to get worse. You just see that, you know, I think it was in the fifth chapter of Daniel, the handwriting is on the wall. Things are going to get worse. And we have to, by God's grace, stand up to the things of God. And here's the deal. And it's not that God doesn't need us. God doesn't need us. He's a donkey. He doesn't need us. But we do it because of our love. This is where we, you know, put our stake or put our flag in the ground. You know, there's a Sky Baptist Church here, the church that I serve, and by God's grace, we preach and teach God's word by God's grace rightly every week. And we put our flag in our flag in the ground, so to speak. You know, that's why I love those monuments in the Old Testament, or those markers that, you know, that the Old Testament saints would put, you know, God was here and he spoke to me here. And they did that so they can pass on that to the history of their children and their children's children as they would see these markers where God had intervened in their life. The problem is today, and I've said this ad nauseum, they want to cancel our history. They want to cancel history. Well, we got a rich biblical history. And that, they can try to cancel that till they're blue in the face, but they can't. They can't cancel the Old Testament. And that's our history. That's our history. And I was going to talk a little bit about the Old Testament today, but I'm out of time. I'm not going to be able to today. But, you know, this is just, this is us. We are a people of God. We are a remnant. We are a people that God has ordained. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, about this. This is our time. This is our time. I mean, this is where God has put us. You know, he put Noah in the time that Noah needed to be there. He put Abraham there. He put Peter there. He put Paul. Well, this is our time. This is such a time as this for us. And we don't want to take that lightly. We're going to be responsible to redeem the time. We're going to be responsible for the time and the setting that God has put us in here in this world. And we're going to be responsible for that. You know, Noah had his day. Isaiah had his day. Paul had his day. And praise God, they were trailblazers. But are we following the path? And that's going to be our responsibility as Christians. And me first, we need to take that serious. We really need to take that serious. God's a good God. He's a kind God. But we have a responsibility to the Lord and the gospel and a proclamation of that. You know, really, you know, Street Talk Theology, this is, I know a lot of people listen to it, but it's not like a, you know, probably a well-listened to show. But at the end of the day, if we can reach one or two or three people and let them know that we are, by God's grace, proclaimers of the gospel, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, there's a million podcasts that go out there and some better than others. And then we're just, you know what? We're trying to put our flag in the ground. We're trying to put our Street Talk Theology, just letting you know that we are built on the confession that Jesus Christ is Lord here in Desert Sky Baptist Church. So we put our flag in the ground that way. A lot of stuff going on in the Southern Baptist Convention right now. And we're going to be speaking about that in the future, too. I just want to get all my I's dotted and T's crossed. Again, I was saying about Desert Sky Baptist Church Wednesday night Bible study. We're still preaching in Amos. And I do want to say this. If you do not have a church home, because Desert Sky Baptist Church is not sheep stealers. If you have a church home and you're happy there and you, first of all, let me say this, you're never going to find a perfect church. Never, ever, ever going to find a perfect church. In fact, me and Rachel say it all the time. If there is a perfect church and we get called to that church, well, then it's not perfect anymore. So you're never going to find a perfect church. But if you do not have a church home and you're looking for a church home, come and visit Desert Sky Baptist Church. I mean, we'd love to have you and welcome you and be able to instruct you and teach you in the things of God. Go on our website and make sure that we are right in our doctrine, because that's important. We got everything on our website, so I think that's really important. So when you come here, you're not going to hear something that's going to be we, by God's grace, always want to preach sound biblical theology, whether it's behind the pulpit, whether it's our two elders, Ben and Harlan, who teach the Sunday school classes. The classes are great, informative, and just good, solid biblical teaching. And obviously, I do Wednesday nights and preach behind the pulpit. What's happening here at Desert Sky? Let me update that a little bit. We are going on our Wednesday night Bible study. We are continuing in 1 John. We're also doing a Bible study on reading the Bible for all it's worth. Gordon Fee and Douglas Stewart. Fee, New Testament guy. Stewart, obviously, an Old Testament guy. And we've been going through that. And That's been a blessing. And, you know, it's you know, understanding scripture is really important. We want to be careful of just taking verses out and just, you know, making them say what they don't mean. And we've spoken about this. You don't want to eisegete the text. You don't want, you know, the text to just mean what it means to you when it didn't mean what it did not mean to the original audience, and then to be able to bring it into today rightly. So those things are important. We've discussed those things, but I think that those things are not discussed enough, especially in discussing the things of God. We do people disservice when we are not cutting the scriptures straight. We don't want the scriptures to say, we don't want to say what scriptures mean when they don't mean that. We want to make sure that we have the right interpretation using the right exegesis and obviously using a right hermeneutic. You know, do keep me in prayer too. Lagos Christian Academy, namely Dr. Ken Ross, has awarded me an opportunity to teach a spiritual formation class this coming semester, I think starting in August, eighth graders. So, and that's a huge blessing in itself. But think about, that's the last grade in Lagos that now the young men, young women, eighth graders, they are young men and young women, that they will now filter back into the world and obviously continue their schooling. And, you know, Lagos is a school that wants to give them a spiritual formation from beginning to end and be able to take that to their future and let it govern and guide their future in the things of God. So keep me in prayer with that. I'm looking forward to that. A little nervous, obviously, but you know, when you have to speak into people's lives and the things of God, especially at that age, they are like sponges. So I pray God is kind to me and gives me the wisdom to be able to navigate through that issue. Anyway, so I've been going on and on. You know, Italians like to talk, but praise the Lord for that. Kind of running out of time on this segment. Like I said, let me see if I get my notes here. Like I said, we got Pastor Michael Teddy coming up. And Ashuk, I'm glad that we can interact with them. They're good brothers and they're, you know, in the fight just like we are, but they're in a different circumstance and they're fighting abroad. This world's not our friend. This world's not our friend. So think about that as we close this section of Street Talk Theology. And I'm just looking at that cold brew and I said, let me hold off because I'm going to be closing off in a couple of seconds. So, you know, and again, I want to thank my wife, Rachel, for taking care of me. I know this is a little off speed a little bit, but she cooks for me and, you know, Italians love to eat. And so I just thank Rachel. And anyway, Dominic Grimaldi here, Street Talk Theology, Desert Sky Baptist Church. We love you guys, man. Pastor Grimaldi at Gmail. Give me a shout out and anything theological, practical. I'll be happy to try to answer your questions. So next time, we take theology and bring it to the streets.
Thank you for joining us for Street Talk Theology with Pastor Dominic Grimaldi. You can visit Pastor Dom at Desert Sky Baptist Church at 891 West Corson Road, Casa Grande. And for more information, visit us online at www.desertskybaptist.org.